Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the October 27th edition of Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. Kicked things off with a song by our guest, Atlas Engine. It's his 2018 single released earlier this year, Shadow Dancer. And I'm really happy to welcome Nick LaFalce, aka Atlas Engine, here today. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing good.
You having a good time here so far?
Oh, yeah.
So, Shadow Dancer, that was the single you released earlier this year. You just dropped a brand new single, New Constellation. Sounds definitely different than some of the other stuff you've put out. But before we delve into modern day Atlas Engine, let's just talk a bit about how Atlas Engine got started. You've lived in Brooklyn for some time. You've played in a variety of different projects, most notably Braves, which ended in late 2015. And then you kind of started this project in early 2016, releasing music.
Yep.
How did it all come together for you?
Well, it kind of started with, you know, I'd been a lifelong musician and songwriter, and so I was always just writing music for these different bands that I was playing in. And, you know, a lot of times I was joining other people's bands and trying to kind of fit into what they were doing, and kind of, it was just always kind of a round peg, square hole, square peg, round hole, whichever way you want to put it, situation. It wasn't fitting. And so, that was kind of the impetus for me to, you know, after Braves, it was just kind of like, well, you know, I've got all this music written, and, you know, I've been messing around with enough instruments throughout my life where I was like, all right, you know what, I'll just record it the way that I want it. You know, I'll start it with the drums and, you know, just kind of record everything else over that and then do it the way that I want to. And then that way I can just kind of not have to worry about, you know, compromising and any of that other stuff that comes along with working in a group dynamic, and just kind of did it all myself and then just kind of kept going with it.
And so your first EP, After the End, you released in early 2016, around April 2016, right? And you were talking about how you basically did everything on that record. Mm-hmm. You recorded the guitar parts, you're a guitar player, but you also did bass, drums, everything else. What was that process like diving into that for the first time, doing everything yourself?
It was a lot of fun. It's something that I've been doing kind of piecemeal here and there, a lot of times for recording demos, at least, just to show, you know, people in whatever band I was playing in, just kind of, you know, I always had the idea of which, you know, what the drums should be doing in this song or what the guitar should be doing. So I always kind of did that stuff. It was a little more informal. So it was really fun. Kind of being able to be the boss and the player and the, you know, the musician and the producer kind of at the same time, and being able to, you know, there's some times where I said to listen back and be as objective as possible, and it was just a little bit of a shock sometimes, but overall, you know, it was a really cold winter, so I remember I just spent a lot of time in the studio just kind of like working out all those kinks, and I think it made me a lot better of a bass player and a lot better of a drummer, and definitely a better vocalist, just from kind of forcing myself to do it and having, you know, no one else to really answer to and no one else to really depend on. It was just me, so it kind of forced a lot of things to be better.
Yeah, and I definitely agree, from listening to you and going to shows and seeing you perform live, that has definitely been a beneficial experience for you. But let's fast forward a little bit and talk about more of your recent output. Mm-hmm. In 2017, you put out Don't Stop Now. Really high energy, fun song to listen to. Shadow Dancer also has its shake you at the, from the shirt moments, I'd say. And you're really belting out mm-hmm. notes in that song as well. Talk about that period for your songwriting. It's definitely a lot different than songs on After the End, like Everest. Mm-hmm. A little lyrically, the themes are a little different. I feel like sometimes it's not totally as personal, the songwriting mm-hmm. topics. What about your growth as a songwriter between After the End and those two singles from 2017 and early 2018?
Great question. I think the main thing, I guess, is as you said, it's just a different period of where I was as an artist. And, you know, for the EP, a lot of it was kind of about especially, you know, Everest and things like that. It's about kind of taking something on your own, you know, and it was very autobiographical in that sense of where I was in terms of, well, I'm starting off this new project, I'm it's really kind of all on me. And, you know, that kind of manifests itself in a few different ways and a few different viewpoints on the EP, where the Don't Stop Now and Shadow Dancer just came out of just, you know, pure frustration from, you know, where we are in the world politically and all that nonsense that's happening. So, you know, that was stuff that I was trying to avoid writing about for the longest time, but it's just a circus that keeps getting better or worse, whichever way you want to, more extreme, let's put it that way. So it was just more and more unavoidable. And so Don't Stop Now and Shadow Dancer were kind of written together, and they were supposed to be released at the same time, but then I decided to kind of hold off and space them out a little bit. But the idea was really to present both viewpoints following up, you know, from the election. And you know, my first kind of instinct was to just listen to the other side and try and understand where we were coming from and you know, how we got to where we were. So Don't Stop Now is definitely written from the, you know, the viewpoint of, like, the Women's March, for example, was very kind of inspirational, and being there, you know, kind of kicked off that song pretty easily from there. And then Shadow Dancer was kind of taking the other viewpoint and just kind of looking at, you know, as the title suggests, people who look backwards in order to kind of move forward. And, you know, everybody kind of, you know, everybody thinks that they're right in their own way. And so everybody's opinion is valid to an extent. And this was my attempt at kind of understanding, you know, both sides and presenting them together.
And now you've released New Constellation, definitely a very different sounding song than anything else you've ever released before. You're definitely experimenting more with electronics. The mm-hmm. beat is electronic. You can really feel it, nice and hard and layered. Mm-hmm. How did that come about, your experimentation with more electronic elements? I know you were between drummers. Was it maybe, did it partially come out of a necessity, or did you consciously decide, like, I want this song to have this different new feel to it?
You know, I think I never thought about it as in the necessity thing, but I think that is kind of part of it. You know, after starting everything by myself, you know, we were playing as a fully functioning band, and there was a period where then it kind of fell back onto my plate in terms of, you know, being a little bit more aggressive in the drumming area and thinking about things that way. And so obviously that song, it's all that beat. Like, that beat is the...
It's hot.
It's
hot.
It's a hot beat. It's hot. And it's so hot that it never stops, really, you know? And so it's really the, you know, the backbone of the whole song. And so... it just, you know, I did a quick demo of it, and I just kind of did it with electronic drums, you know, the whatever Pro Tools or GarageBand had, just kind of simple. And then, you know, I tried putting real drums to it, and it just didn't have the same effect. And I was just like, you know what, all right, let's just ride this and see where it goes. You know, it's just another kind of new toy that I like playing with right now, and trying to integrate that a little bit more into what we're doing. And you know, just kind of break out of the guitar drums, you know, bass guitar drums, kind of like a makeup of what a rock band is, and try and go outward a little bit.
The thing that I noticed, though, is it's still, though, at least when I listen to it, when I feel it, I do feel like it is still a rock song. It is a guitar bass song. Mm-hmm. Was that a conscious thing that you wanted to incorporate into it? Maybe bring in other elements that you haven't experimented with, but still keep the guitar as like the central focus?
Yeah, well, I've been playing guitar since I was six, so it's kind of something that I can't really just put down and leave down. So I think it was something where there's probably a version of the song, like a demo, without a guitar at all, and it just didn't, you know, it didn't, there was so much different that there really needed to be something Atlas Engine-y about the song, you know. So that's kind of, you know, from playing it live and things like that, you know, I kind of just found a way to kind of make it work a little bit more closely to what, you know, everything else that we're doing. Cause like you said, it's definitely a departure. But hopefully it's not, you know, I hope no one listens to it and doesn't recognize the band or something like that. You know, it's the idea is to obviously be different and take it in a new way, but try and keep it reined in too. So
yeah, absolutely. It's definitely Atlas Engine branching out a little more and trying something new. So tell us a little bit about the meaning behind this song. It seems the last two songs, Don't Stop Now and Shadow Dancer, were a little more bit of a political element lyrically. This seems to be more personal again.
Yeah, and that was just kind of, like I said, I was really getting consumed by a lot of the politics, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of us have, in terms of kind of getting in, sucked into reading, you know, every 5 minutes there's a new story, and you're just kind of diving in and waking up and wondering what you're supposed to be pissed off about on that day. And, you know, all of the music I was writing for the last 2 years was kind of in that same kind of political charge. And, you know, there's definitely a moment to kind of make a point there, but I also didn't want to become a Rage Against the Machine.
No one does.
Hey, they were personally. Good.
They were good,
but, and I am not them.
You're not a rap rocker, though.
No.
You're just a rocker.
Yeah.
Basically.
Hold the rap.
But, so what's next for Atlas Engine as far as new songs, new releases? Do you have anything on the horizon in the similar vein as New Constellation, would you say?
Well, we've got a music video coming out for New Constellation, which I'm very excited about, which I'm, you know, we shot it 4th of July out in the Rockaways and shot by our good friend Kohar. Hi, Kohar.
Hey.
And so that should be coming out in a little bit. And then there's also another single that we're working on that should hopefully be out before the end of the year.
Oh, nice. Yeah. A nice little holiday treat from Atlas Engine.
Little holiday treat. And it will be, you know, it's different again, I would say. I don't know. Maybe closer to the other previous stuff, less electronic stuff, but try not to abandon that stuff completely either.
Cool. Very, very, very exciting. Last question I wanted to ask you before we play New Constellation and a couple other of your songs. I've been asking more and more people this lately as I think about it. Atlas Engine is your solo project, correct? Why did you decide to adopt a name for the project instead of just performing as Nick LaFalse? I'm always interested to hear people's answers for this.
That's a good question as well. I think it's really one. Originally, the aspiration was to, you know, I wanted to start a band. I didn't want it to be kind of solely focused around me, but that's kind of just how things happen. And so, yeah, I needed a name for the project. I didn't want to go by my solo name, which is just my name. I didn't want to, you know, I'll put it this way. My biggest regret is not listening to Jeff Buckley earlier.
Yeah, he's good. Me too.
and I know the reason I didn't listen to him earlier was because I just figured he was like a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the time I heard about him, we were in like Jason Mraz land in the world. And I was like, well, I don't need to listen to another Jason Mraz or John Mayer. We're good. And then obviously I'm the idiot here. And Jeff Buckley was fantastic. And I think that he really... You know, not that we're the same, but I'm going for a similar kind of thing where it is, you know, it's more than a guy on an acoustic guitar in the quad. And so that was kind of the impression I wanted to make sure other people had too.
That's a really good answer. And you're right. When you hear someone performing under their solo name, a lot of the times you think, oh, singer, songwriter, performing acoustic or whatever. So
yeah.
There you go. Nick LaFalse with a very excellent answer for why he goes by Atlas Engine. All you other artists out there, I'll probably be asking you the same question. But let's go. Let's play New Constellation. I'm excited to share it with the audience. We're going to play New Constellation, Don't Stop Now, which is a single you released about a year ago in late 2017, which we were talking about earlier today, and Ghost on the Shore, which is from your 2016 debut EP, After the End. Everyone, enjoy, and we'll be right back.
saving glory.
So far away, but steady hearts can break the chain.
All right, we're back. We just heard three lovely, beautiful songs by Atlas Engine, a.k.a. Nick LaFalse. We heard the brand new single, New Constellation, which you can check out on all streaming platforms. Don't Stop Now, which is Atlas Engine's 2017 single, released about a year ago, and Ghost on the Shore from Atlas Engine's debut EP, Ghost on the Shore. Thanks, Nick, for sharing those great songs with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for playing them.
Oh, my pleasure. So now we're going to transition to the second portion of the program where you looked through my records and you picked some. Who do we got up first?
Up first. I just saw these guys at Union Transfer in Philly, and it was fantastic. So I had to put on something by my favorite band of the moment, Alves. My favorite band to say, at least. Alves. And I picked Dreams Tonight because I've been listening to that song daily since it came out.
Yeah, me too. I gotta say, this band, I remember when I was introduced to them, I was just like, fuck. This is a fun band to listen to. I really was just into it. And their new record is really good, too.
Yeah.
And so Dreams Tonight, that's your favorite track on the record? Any others you're into?
I like the whole thing. In Undertow is fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great song, too. I'm trying to think, what's like the last song on the record? It's a good one, too. I don't know, but it's good. It's all good. So Always, how was that Union Transfer show? I saw them when they were in New York twice, and it was really, really good.
Yeah, no, I thought it was awesome, and I love Snail Mail. And who was the first band?
Hatchie,
yeah, they were very cool, too. I wish I caught more of them, but yeah, all three were great, and they, you know, jammed at the end. I'm sure they did.
Yeah, they did. So, yeah, they played cool. The Hummingbirds' Alimony. That's the song they played. Yeah. Good song. Great Australian band. And Hatchie's from Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Not Melbourne, though you would think. So there we go. Always Dreams Tonight from their 2017 album, Anti-Socialites. Next, XTC.
Oh yeah, well I always have to have an XTC song when I'm rolling on this show. So yeah, I picked The Loving just because I love that song so much, and that's really it. I just love it.
I miss XTC. You know, Colin Moulding and Dave Gregory are doing a new project together called TC and I, and they're actually playing live shows in Swindon. So good pick, man. XTC representing probably my favorite band of all time.
Yeah.
So you got some points with me here. Check mark. You're hitting all the check boxes. All right, and we're wrapping up your picks with Radiohead.
Yeah.
Everything in its right place off of Kid A.
Yep. I figured, we were talking about kind of the new song, New Constellation. And how it was just, my first foray really into more electronic stuff. And so it made me think, okay, well, let's get something, of a similar move, at least, from a much better band. This record was so transformative, and just like hearing these sounds and, you know, all this stuff, you know, from such a guitar heavy band was very influential on me as a youngster and today as well. So I figured it would be a good one to put on.
Yeah, very appropriate. It's so crazy to think about Radiohead with OK Computer, such a groundbreaking record, and then they're just like, oh yeah, hold my beer, or whatever the phrase is, and then they just like one-up themselves, essentially, with Kid A.
Yep.
And I think Amnesiac is underrated. It's really spooky. Mm-hmm. I remember it freaked me the fuck out when I was like a 14-year-old kid. I was like, this is a weird record.
Yeah.
Probably too young to like process Amnesiac.
Oh, yeah. I think I definitely was. I definitely needed to revisit that, 10 years after or something to really appreciate it. But
yeah, same thing. All right, and last pick, David Bowie off of Tonight. Interesting choice of record, interesting choice of song. Gonna give you a lot of props for this one. Tell us about
thanks. I put it on because I just recently moved my brother into his new house, and he's got not nearly as many records as you, but many, many records. And so I was helping him kind of get them all in order. And this record kind of just serendipitously fell into my hands. It's one that I haven't really listened to at all. And I was just kind of transfixed. I was just sitting there for, you know, the first few songs, just kind of, you know, wide open mouthed, I guess. And so, you know, he's just the man. And he is an alien, I think. I think he is really, or was, just really always doing something different and always really pushing the limits. So I just gotta give it to him.
Yeah, he's not of this planet. He was out of this world. And this is a crazy record too. It's like everything he did was crazy and interesting. And he like doesn't really have a bad album.
No.
And it's cool to rediscover something discover something by an artist you knew but hadn't really listened to on vinyl and then sit with it. Because I found myself doing that like tons of times too. And it's a fun experience.
Well, it's kind of reminiscent of what it used to be like. You know, it's like you used to just put on a record and just let it play and listen to it. And then, you know, if it was good, at least you would keep listening to it and you know, pick up the album artwork and read it over and stuff. And so this was kind of just that. It was, especially with Bowie, all of his records are like totally different genres and stuff. So it was just very like, oh, like I haven't even... he covers God Only Knows or something. So like, and there's just a few like interesting cameos and stuff on the record too. So it's just very, yeah, I don't know how I missed it, but I did. I mean, he's got so much, so it's easily, explainable, I guess.
I honestly don't think I've really delved into this record tonight that significantly.
Well, let's do that.
Let's do it
right
now. We're doing it now. So let's not waste any more time. Let's listen to these records. We've got Always, Antisocialites, the song Dreams Tonight, XTC, we got The Loving, Radiohead, Everything in Its Right Place, and David Bowie, Loving the Alien. These are Atlas Engines picks.
Tonight, tonight, if I saw you on the street.
right, Nick, with the excellent picks, impeccable taste in music. Thanks for making such awesome selections, Mr. Atlas Engine.
Well, I would have went with more Tool, but you didn't have any.
Yeah,
so.
Sorry. Sorry, we're not in the Tool department here, but that's okay. But unfortunately, sadly, we're coming to the end of the program. Anything you'd like to share with us before we wrap up? I know you've got a great show coming up at Pianos on November 2nd with New Myths, yep. One of our favorite bands from the area. They're great, too. So it's going to be a nice, awesome night of Atlas Engine and New Myths.
Yeah, we're really pumped for that one. You know, I've known New Myths and I've been playing with them for the last couple of years, and just they're incredible. And so I'm looking forward to that. We played with them actually last month at the Mondo Music Festival, and just got me very excited to do it all over again. So we're doing they're going to be on at 10 p.m. and we're going to be on at 11, and that's a Friday night, November 2nd. So come on down and bring your dancing shoes.
Gotta get down. Late show. Any other shows coming up booked?
No, that's it right now. We're doing Pianos, and then we're also doing a live session with Least of All Records. So I don't know if you know what that is, but that's for the rest of the listening public. We're going to be recording a few songs as requested direct to vinyl. So that'll allow us to do any of the songs that you heard earlier today plus more, and you'll each get your own personal copy on vinyl.
So. Oh, that's really, really exciting. Congratulations for that. And that's gonna be awesome. I can't wait to get my hands on a copy of that. Yeah. And the video for New Constellation will be dropping shortly.
Yep.
And possibly a new single before the clock or the ball drops.
Yeah, it's a lot we're trying to get in, but hopefully we will. And you know, here's the plug of following us on all social media channels, and if you do, then you'll know exactly when things are coming up.
Like Atlas Engine on Facebook, follow them on Instagram, any other platforms, Twitter. I'm not a big Twitter user.
I don't tweet, but I spot, you know, get on Spotify and follow us there. It really just helps us with the algorithms and all that. So beyond that, if you want to see any cool playlists I'm making, you want to hear what I'm into, you can see that. But otherwise, it'll just not bother you in any other way.
Facebook, Instagram, Spotify. Nick, thank you so much for being here today. It was a pleasure to have you on Look at My Record. Number 2nd for Atlas Engine and New Myths at Pianos.